Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What if it went around three sides of the house?
Well, yeah. Sometimes they're round porch, circled the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You still call it a porch, though?
Porch. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if it was on the second story? Then what would you call it?
Balcony.
Okay. All right.
Kind of.
If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you might ask someone to get up and
close the door.
Okay. Or if you didn't say close the door, you'd say...
You'd say shut the door.
Okay. what do you call those boards on the outside of a house that run this way and they kind of overlap each other?
Weather board, weather boarding.
Okay. Okay. Did you tell me that you still drive your own car?
Yes.
When did you learn to drive?
I was 14.
Do you remember it?
Yes.
Who taught you?
I taught myself.
You're kidding.
I was, my daddy called me Cat. He thought I could do anything.
Yeah.
And he was a big fat man.
Yeah.
And if he wanted anything done and drained your car, you'd oil your own car then.
Oh.
Way back.
Uh-huh.
We had a little old Maxwell.
Oh.
Sheriff down here, you know, outside.
Yeah.
And he put me under there to drain that thing because he couldn't get under there.
And he's
we,
too big, huh?
Well, he's stiff, you know, I guess, and didn't want to. I guess he couldn't get under there very easy because he was fat.
Yeah.
But I wasn't fat then, like
yeah.
I am now. But we had a farm down in East Texas. And he went down there one time, and I saw him leave the keys on the clock shelf to the car.
Yeah.
And I'd been watching him drive and riding with him and everywhere he went, you know. And I got in that thing. He was superintendent of the county farm down here. Just trees and trees and trees.
Yeah.
Wasn't but one way in or out. And I got in that car and got it started, and I began to sail around among those trees. Mama ran out hollering, "Sugar! Oh, Essie, sugar!" Well, I just kept going just hard as I could. And you know where I went?
Where?
I went all through Cameron Park because I couldn't stop.
Oh! You didn't know how to stop it?
No.
That's great!
But I finally found out before I got back, and I just drove in there as if I'd been driving all the way.
I love it. That's fantastic. Figured out where the brake was. That's great. That's funny. Been driving ever since.
Oh, yes. Driven.
You know, I don't understand people who don't drive or just so cooped up, you know.
This woman next door has been living there 41 years, and I've taken every place she's ever been. Until last year or two, a woman across the across the street. And she'd go to church together, you know, not to Sunday morning church, but woman society and things, you know. But I'd take her to get her groceries, take them to the doctor.
That's really kind of burden to take somebody.
And take her everywhere she goes. I take her to pay her, I take her every month to pay her bills. Well, I pay mine the check.
Yeah.
Because it's easier for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can't drive.
Uh-huh.
I have dizzy spells, you know,
yeah, you don't
since I had that heart trouble. Well, I wouldn't get in a car dizzy.
Right.
That way you could fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she'll call and I'll say, "Ms. Willie, you'll have to wait till tomorrow." And she don't have to, she don't like to wait, not 1 minute. I say, "I can't go today."
Well, you're awful good to take her around, don't you?
I don't mind to take her, and her husband was a veteran, and he was at Temple, in Temple, 18 months, hospital.
Oh.
I took her every other day to Temple.
My goodness, that's a 30-minute drive.